Thank you very much. The Bechtel family gave the Boy Scouts of America the largest gift that they'd ever received in the history of the Boy Scouts. They gave them $50 million about 4 years ago. $50 million, think about that. And that money was to be used to create an international and a national scout center. And it just so happens that they bought 11,000 acres in southern West Virginia. One of the most beautiful spots on earth. And for 4 years now, they've been building an unbelievable place where Boy Scouts can come. As a matter of fact, next year at the Jamboree, they're going to have 40,000 scouts there from all over America, along with 50,000 parents and adults. And into the little town of Mount Hope that this 11,000 acres are adjacent to, some almost 100,000 people are going to descend on the little town that I was born and raised in, Mount Hope, that it has shriveled up now and almost non-existent. Streets are almost rolled up. Buildings are empty. But you know something? That's changing. And Jim mentioned Mount Hope this morning, and I just couldn't help but do this. Mount Hope is annexing the 11,000 acres, and Mount Hope, West Virginia, will be the fourth largest city in the whole state. Isn't that a wonderful story? Last week I talked about how I camped in those acres, not 11,000, but about 100,000 acres as a young boy. I was free to roam and to camp and to fish and explore all those things. And I told you about a dog that I had. Her name was Fanny, and how that she had qualities similar to a good shepherd. That dog just wanted to be with me. Everywhere I went, that dog went. And that was her joy, just to be with me. Now, I know some of you saints have a hard time understanding that about me, that dog loved me that much. But it was her joy to be with me. Everywhere I went, she went. That's the way it is with the Lord. He just wants to be with us and wants us to be with him so he can lead us and be the good shepherd. The other thing I left out last week was this dog of mine was a protector. And the dark valleys, the promise is that God will protect us with his rod and his staff. But this dog protected us because it was a great snake killer. This little brown dog, I watched her run around a huge black snake, barking and barking and then reversing the course and running around again and suddenly diving in and grabbing it by the body and shaking it like a rag and throwing it in the air and then go in for the kill. Now that is really, and that dog went with us, and that dog protected us from the snakes in those mountains, and there are lots of snakes in those mountains. But that dog cleared the path in front of us, and when we camped, we didn't have to worry about the snakes because she took care of them, and that's what God does. He just wants to protect us, to be near us, and to go before us and surround us with his love in this life. And that dog, as I said last week, led me out of the woods, my friend and myself, because that dog knew the way out. And that's what a good shepherd does. He leads us out of our lostness to the foundness of God. He leads us out of our despair into hope. And that dog had those qualities that a good shepherd needs to have. Now, I've got in my hand here, and I'm going to finish with this. I had a good 20-minute sermon, and you're going to be deprived of it. I told Jim this morning, we were sitting in the office, and I said, you know, one time Jim, a pastor, was asked, what is the greatest sermon you've ever preached? And the preacher said, well, my next sermon. Well, that's next Sunday, see. That you're going to get that next Sunday. But this little compass that I have in my hand that Boy Scouts know how to use, and if you're going to go into those 11,000 acres in the mountains where there are bears, and where there are lots of deers and lots of snakes, as I mentioned, there are no signs there. There are no signs that you've got to cut left here and go there. You better have a compass or you're going to get lost like I got lost when I was a little boy without a compass. But the thing about this compass is that his needle always points north. It doesn't make any difference where you are. You can be in California, you can be in New England, you can be in South America. You take out this compass, always points north. And you can find yourself, you can find where you want to go just by knowing what true north is. Well, you know something? Jesus Christ is that needle that we can depend on. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when we line our life, he is the needle that always points to the heart of God. He will lead us to the heart of God. He's that kind of shepherd. The good news is, just like this needle, Jesus Christ never changes. We can find our way if we find him. Amen and amen. Now, have you had enough this morning? Don't you dare say amen. But next Sunday will be part two. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of being together here and celebrating and just being in your presence and just feeling the sense of your power in this place. And you will touch us and heal us, be near to us, you'll guide us, you'll be the good shepherd. Just help us, Father, to more and more let you lead us into all the promise that you have for us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen and amen.